Today's Tanya for the sixth day of Elul, Vav Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh Yud Beis, Igeres HaKedesh 12. It's on page 450, about five lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the meaning of the Gemara, where it says that Eisa Shalom B'mreimot, God makes peace in the heavens, means that he makes peace between the attribute of Chesed and the attribute of Gevurah. Chesed is like water that flows downwards and gives, and Gevurah is like fire. It tears itself away and limits, and yet the two coexist because their differences and their fighting each other, their resistance to each other, is only when they stand alone, when they are midays by themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eisa Shalom Bein Ha'Elyonim, but God makes peace between them. What does that mean? Dehainu al yidei gilui shemes galu bahem, by revealing into them, into the emotions, ha'or rabo v'hashpo atzuma, a great illumination and an intense hashpo. Well, so explain what that means. Ha'or rabo v'hashpo atzuma me'id me'id ein seif baruch, a great light and an intense giving from the Eir Ein Seif. Asher kishmei kenu, the Eir Ein Seif is, as its name implies, she'einei bebechinas midachas v'shalom. This Eir Ein Seif is without limit, without restriction, elo lamayla mayla ad ein ketz, but is infinitely high, afilu mebechinas chabad moker hamidis, higher even then Chochma, Bina, and Das, which are the root of the Midas. The Midas are born out of the Chochma, Bina, and Das. V'azai ha-Midas nagdiyeh shel Michol v'Gavriel, and then when this much higher revelation comes to play into the emotions, a revelation higher even than the source of the emotions, which is Chabad, then the opposites, the opposing attributes of Michol and Gavriel are Nichololes b'Mekedon v'Sharshan. They become absorbed into their source and into their root. V'hoyu la'achod de'mamish, they become literally one, united. U'b'teilim be'edei yisbari chameya lehem b'chinas gili. They become nullified by this greater light that now illuminates and shines within them, revealed to them. And in becoming buckled to the greater light, they lose their differences and become united with each other. As is the case in all instances, wherever there are opposites, wherever there is conflict, it's only because it's lacking a higher light. The two opposing forces are not buckled to a common, greater good, and therefore they're conflicting with each other. But when the greater good is revealed, and they become buckled to the greater force, then they lose their differences and there is peace between them. Va'azai mismazgim u'mismaskim ha'gevureis b'chasodim, then the gevureis, the severity, is tempered and sweetened with the kindness, al yedei b'china m'mutzas, through an intermediary, which is kav ha'machriya, which is the factor that determines how the outcome should be between the warring or conflicting emotions, umate klapi chesed, and it leans towards kindness. In other words, the third attribute that results from the peace between chesed and gvura is the attribute of compassion, imidas hazachamim, hanikar b'shem teferes, b'divrei chachmir ha'emes, which in Kabbalah is called teferes. And this third midah, the attribute of Teferes, which is rachamim, compassion, is the result of the merging and the blending of chesed and gvura with each other. And then you have a third attribute, which is a combination, but leans towards chesed. It recognizes the gvura. It recognizes that the person the person receiving does not deserve, or the lower world does not deserve. So there is a judgment there, but it leans towards kindness in that in the end, rachamim is a giving, not a withholding, even though there's a judgment, and in the judgment, the recipient is found unworthy. So this opinion, this judgment of unworthiness, that's the attribute of Gevurah, but the giving, in spite of the unworthiness, which is what compassion means, he doesn't deserve, but we have pity on him and we give him anyway, so the giving, in the end, that's the kindness. So it leans towards kindness because in the end it does give, it doesn't withhold. And this is called Tefedes, Lefi Shehi Klula Mibeis Gavnin, because it is composed of two colors, Leivim Ve'edim, white and red, Hamaramzim L'Chesed U'Gvura. White is the expression of Chesed, and red is an expression of Gvura. And when you have a blending of the two colors, that results in Tefedes, that results in beauty. Whereas one color alone does not make up beauty, it's not Tefedes. And that's why the name Hashem, wherever we find it in Teira, is Meira Midas HaTeferes, is expressing the attribute of Teferes, unless otherwise expressed. So where the name Hashem appears by itself, unqualified by others, by other names, then it generically refers to the middle of Teferes, Kama Shekosu Bezeir HaKodesh, Lefi Shekan, Hu Bechinas Gili Eirin Sev Baruch Hu, because in Teferes you have this revelation of God, which is Ha'orza Rabba, the Yeser Seis, Mishar Mideis of Akdeshis Yisbarich. There is a much greater revelation of godliness, of God Himself, than in the other holy attributes. Concerning this expression, Ha'orah Rabba and Hashpo Atzuma Me'id, the Rebbe's father, Lev Yitzchak, in his notes on Tanya, explains as follows. Ha'orah Rabba means Eir Makif. It means a transcending light, because the word Ha'orah applies to light. It's a ray, it's a shine. And light is not absorbed into and doesn't mix with the things that it illuminates. And so it remains separate from the thing that it illuminates, and that's why it is makif. So ha'oza implies a ray of light that is makif on the thing that it illuminates. That's ha'oza. Hashpo atzuma is b'chinas er pnimi. Hashpo Atzuma refers to how deeply and how profoundly the created being is affected by the godliness that is given. Kiloshen Shefa Shayach B'Mayim. K'ma Shekosuv Shifas Mayim Shefa Yomim. The word Hashpo applies more to water than to light. O Mayim Nimshachem B'Bechinas Pnimi B'Keli. And water is contained within a vessel. It is an inner pnimiyadika thing. It doesn't surround and stay apart from the thing. Now, in Ha'oza, concerning the Ha'oza, which is an encompassing light, an Eir Makif, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya uses the word Zabo. It's Ha'oza Zabo. And by Hashpo, that which comes in the pnimiyas, that which comes internally, the Rebbe uses the word Atzuma. Zaba means great, Atzuma means intense. So Zaba is a form of Chesed. When you give a lot, Rav, much giving is a description of Chesed. Intense giving comes more from Gvura than from Chesed. So the Chesed is a surrounding thing, an encompassing thing, as it says, V'yeminei t'chapkeini, his right arm, which is chesed, embraces me. An embrace is a surrounding thing, an encompassing thing. Gvura is more pnimi, because the fact that the light fits into the vessel, the water is contained by the vessel, that's the gvura. and then Me'id. So we have so far, we have Ha'orah Rabba, which means a transcending light. V'hashpoa Atzuma means a permeating light, an intensely permeating light. And then there's Me'id. Me'id means when the Pnimi is so abundant that it fills the vessel to overflowing, then the overflowing is once again a surrounding, an encompassing thing. And that's called the Makif HaChezer. It starts off being an encompassing light, then it gets absorbed into the created being until it fills the created being, and then it fills it to overflowing, and it's again a Makif. It once again is a surrounding, an encompassing thing. And that's implied by the word Ma'id. So this godliness, this encompassing and permeating and overflowing godliness, is more in the Midah of Tiferes than in the other two Midahs, in Chesed or in Gevurah. In the Hayem Yom, for the sixth day of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Tzemach Tzedek Siper, the Tzemach Tzedek once related, as the Baal Shem Tov Adveir Holt Gehat Lichtigkeit. The Baal Shem Tov loved light, bright rooms. Va'omar Er B'Gematria Roz. And he said that the word light in Hebrew has the same numerical value as the word secret. They're both 207. Devas Vezdem Sod Was in Yedazah kon lichtig machen. The connection, the relationship between secret and light is that he who knows the secret contained in everything can bring about great light.